I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. We've all had our share of favorite teachers along the way. Our Mrs. Burkett's, that was my kindergarten teacher, who safely guided our transition from the shelter of our mother's aprons to the adventures waiting for us in the words of See Spot, See Spot Run, See Dick Run, See Jane Run. Surely you remember that first reader. And the Mrs. Woods of the world, my third grade teacher, and Mrs. Winslow, my fifth grade teacher. And then there were the teachers that you hated and hoped you would never see again in life, like Mrs. Ernest, who pushed you and prodded you and picked at you until you learned in spite of yourself. My elementary school vice principal, Mr. Wallace, and the principal, Mrs. Derry. I tell you, they both seemed to have eyes in the back of their heads. They could spot you doing wrong behind closed doors, or certainly way over in the corner in the playground, or in the locker room where you were carrying on. And when you cut up in school, that message got home even before you did. As we grew a little older and went a little further in life, it really didn't matter whether the teacher was nice or not, gave a lot of homework, or graded on a curve, whether the exams were essay or multiple choice, whether you could talk your way out of a C or bluff your way to an A. What really mattered was the information they were trying to share. Deep down on the inside of us, we knew what they were teaching was going to matter later on in life. In any case, teachers have played an important role in all of our lives. The ones you love and the ones you love to hate. The truth is, it's the teachers that challenged you the most, the ones that pushed you the hardest, the ones who believed in you when you didn't believe in yourself, and the ones who believed that you surely could do better and go further. Those are the teachers that we remember, and those are the teachers we need to say thank you. Today is a good day. While there are summer breezes and fireflies and picnics and pristine beaches and steam crabs, barbecue, fried chicken and potato salad. Am I making you hungry? While all of these things are on our mind, somebody needs to thank God for your teacher. Call them, write, tweet, fax, say a little prayer for them. The teachers, whether they were in your school or your Sunday school, lifestyle teachers, Bible study teachers, neighborhood instructors, your Girl Scout, Boy Scout counselor, parents, yes, or the greatest teacher of them all, God. Just say thank you. And I have learned the more you know, the more you find out that you don't know. We learn absolutely every single day. And the time that you stop learning is the day you die. That's why I'm excited about Praycation, a spiritual journey that begins on Saturday, August the 1st. This spiritual journey is an opportunity to learn, to grow, to go deeper in your relationship with God. All you need is a Bible, a journal, a notebook, a willing spirit to spend 10 to 20 minutes daily for the next 31 days in the presence of the Lord. Let me know you're going to join the journey by telling me in the comment section of this podcast. Come on, let's join this prayer experience. Not prayers asking things from God, but prayers that seek a deeper relationship with God. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Come on and join me on this spiritual journey.